Part 1. The Physics of Dreaming. Chapter 1. Participatory Universe. Renowned theoretical physicist John Archibald Wheeler, a colleague of both Albert Einstein and Niels Bohr, is considered to be one of the greatest physicists of the 20th century. A professor emeritus at Princeton, Wheeler has been called a sage of modern physics, as well as the last of the greats. Drawn to explore the very limits of science, Wheeler was unafraid to face the big issues of his field. His list of accomplishments in physics is staggering. The whole universe, big and small, was the playground for his poetic, creative imagination. In 2006, 2 years before Wheeler's death, cosmologist Max Tegmark remarked that Wheeler was the last Titan, the only physics superhero still standing. After discussing physics with Wheeler, Einstein himself said, "What Wheeler told me left a big impression on me. I don't think I'll live to find out who is correct. A possibility would be a combination of his ideas and mine." Acting as a tour guide, Wheeler will lead us in our investigation into the quantum world. The quantum, to quote Wheeler, is the most revolutionary principle in all of science, and the strangest. A scientist philosopher who is simply fascinated by how nature works, Wheeler, he himself was seen as a wonder of nature by his colleagues, became the poet laureate of existence itself. Physicist Freeman Dyson says that Wheeler's style is inseparable from the substance of his thinking, as poetry is inseparable from science in his mind. Wheeler was a Pied Piper among physicists. Due to his fondness for speculating on what directions future science might take, he was considered to be the Delphic Oracle of physics. A mentor to Richard Feynman, he was an inspiring teacher for many of the greatest and most innovative physicists of our current day. His goal was to plant ideas deep in the minds of his students, which, like timed-release capsules, might find some way to flower 5, 10, or 50 years later. To say Wheeler was an out-of-the-box creative thinker would be an understatement. For Wheeler, the box that he was out of was a higher-dimensional hypercube which existed in the realm of the imagination. Wheeler was a rigorous scientist, as well as a visionary whose musings went far beyond the orthodoxy of his time, often astounding and/or exasperating narrow specialists. A speculative dreamer with the soul of a surrealist poet, he has been described as someone who dreams with open eyes, and a 20th century Leonardo da Vinci. As the leading light of theoretical physics, many of Wheeler's fellow scientists are convinced that his earth-shaking ideas and prophetic insights into the foundation of modern-day physics will spur a revolution in our perception of the universe. Wheeler's message, to quote Dyson, is a call for radical revolution. John Wheeler's vision for the future, to quote physicist Paul C.W. Davies, beckons not merely an advance in science, but an entirely new type of science. Truly a legend in the physics community, Wheeler's impact on the field of modern-day physics is hard to overstate. As Wheeler has pointed out, the majority of developments in science have come out of asking the right questions. The questions we ask are determined by our way of thinking. What we think about and how we perceive the world seems as if it subtly affects reality at a very deep and basic quantum level, thereby informing, influencing, and in some mysterious way, modifying the underlying fabric out of which third-dimensional reality emerges. What we wonder about, and how we wonder about it, subtly alters the way in which reality presents itself to us. Wheeler comments, "One of the biggest problems is how to state the problem. It's an old saying that the minute you can state a problem correctly, you understand 90% of the problem." We ourselves create the reality of human experience with the questions we ask and the procedures that we undertake to find the answers to them. To quote Werner Heisenberg, "What we observe is not nature itself, but nature exposed to our method of questioning." It is easy to assume that when we ask questions of nature, of the world seemingly outside of ourselves, that there is an actual reality existing independently of what can be said about it. Parsifal-like, we have to ask the right question, but finding the right question often takes a good deal of imagination. Wheeler writes in his personal journal that it may be more important to look for the right questions than to look for the right answers. The asking of one question prevents and excludes the asking of another. To quote Wheeler, "The question is what is the question, The issue of how to ask the question and when it is asked plays an important role in what answer we get. There is a mysterious relation, or to quote Wheeler, a deep and hidden relation, between question and answer. Unlike many experts, Wheeler had a fondness for examining questions without the need to pretend that he knew the answers. Einstein, who considered his greatest gift his insatiable curiosity, reminds us that the most important thing is never to stop questioning. Wheeler always told his students that no question is stupid enough not to be an interesting question. He felt that inquiring into the nature of our situation is what we are here for. If we have not gotten the universe to answer, maybe it is because we didn't realize it was alive, and hence did not question it. What is the universe revealing to us? Wheeler comments, "No question, no answer."